This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Jaden's got an empty backfield. He's standing around the 19-yard line. Three wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Both of them on the right inside the numbers. They pick up a late blitzer, Logan Wilson. Here comes Daniels with his feet to the 10, 5, gets away from another. Bounces off a Bengal into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! The toughness of Daniels at the goal line, and they score!
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Jaden Daniels into the end zone, capping off a four-play, 75-yard drive for the Commanders that ends with a touchdown. They scored again on their second drive to go from down 7-0 to up 14-7, and that was all she wrote for the starters right there. We want to open up the phone lines right now, 833-804-0910. What did you learn from the game last night? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Stubb, what did you learn from the game last night? I'll start with this. The Commanders may miss Brian Robinson in the future. Like, there might be a game in which they miss a third and one or a fourth and goal in the future that's critical, and they're going to miss Brian Robinson. They did not miss him 1 second last night. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, Chris Rodriguez, Jeremy McNichols, everybody that got an opportunity was awesome in the backfield next to Jaden Daniels. They all showed off the different aspects that they bring to the offensive attack. I mean, the first thing I learned is we didn't miss Brian Robinson last night. Everybody else made the most of their opportunity. Those guys were hungry, and nobody might have been hungrier than Chris Rodriguez, who went 40 yards on his first touch. Just an awesome display of running backs by the Washington Commanders. I learned that Joe Burrow survived, even though his offensive line still has serious issues. Like, this is what I was complaining about in terms of Zach Taylor playing his starters. Joe Burrow got clobbered on a 17-yard loss in which he took a sack, was basically running around for his life. He didn't need to be playing that series. He didn't need to be playing in the game. Your job is on the line. You're going to get fired if your team doesn't make the playoffs this year, and you risked your starting quarterback, and he got clobbered. I learned Zach Taylor's an idiot and probably should have been fired, Stubb.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't learn that, though. I mean, we've been saying that for a while now. It's a bad team right now with the top three quarterback.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy how bad their offensive line is, how much they let them get hit, and they've got issues on the defensive end as well. Jaden Daniels with a perfect display out there. I'm going to say once again, out-dueling Joe Burrow. He's going to run for 900 yards this season. And I might have learned that before last night, but the way he ran into the end zone, that is just his secret weapon, and he has to use it. Even if it puts him at risk of an injury every time he runs, even if it puts him himself in harm's way, he has to do it. It changes the dynamic of everything. It changes how you defend Washington. It changes how Cliff Kingsbury calls the game. It changes every little aspect of our offense when Jaden Daniels runs. I said this last year. I said, when Jaden Daniels runs for 34 or more yards, the team wins. They were like 9-1 on the season. It took just one run for 19 yards into the end zone, but it changed the game. It changes everything when he's able to run. It gets the offense going. That's his secret weapon. He needs to use it, even if it is risking injury. He has to run. I think he's going to run for 900 yards this season. I think you're going to see less running plays called for him and more him dropping back to pass and just running. Michael believes the touchdown run from last night was actually a designed run. I didn't see that when I was watching it. You know, it looked like the guys were actually looking for him to throw it, but they spread out the defense, and there was a lane for him to run. And I'm screaming, get down, get down, get down, and he just broke the tackle into the end zone. What did I learn from that game? Jaden Daniels is going to continue to run. As much as I want him to be a pocket passer, that's not why he was the Heisman Trophy winner. How about Jalen Lane stepping up? Also got to give credit to the Bengals wide receiver Mitchell Tinsley, who started his career in Washington. Those two guys put on a really good display in terms of catching balls last night. Jalen Lane looked smooth in and he looked crisp in and out of his route. And I think there's a chance that he could have more production this year than Noah Brown. It could end up being Terry McLaurin 1, Deebo Samuel 2, Jalen Lane 3. It really could end up being that way. I wish somebody else had stepped up. We wanted to see more from our tight ends. Didn't get it. Didn't get to see that opportunity. But I did like what I saw from Cliff Kingsbury in terms of the play calls, and I cannot wait to see what tricks and gadgets he has up for his sleeve this season. You kind of got to see a few already. A really nice handoff to Chris Rodriguez for 40 yards. The end around to Deebo to start the game. Jaden's scrambling abilities. The offense was moving downfield with the quickness, and it wasn't just the starters. Then Josh Johnson came in, and he had a 27-yard handoff to Ja'Cory Kraski-Merritt, Bill, to the house. So the way the offense was rolling last night in the first half really did give me a lot of confidence moving forward. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. But in terms of the Jaden report, how did our franchise quarterback do? Well, he was perfect. Didn't need to throw the ball. He was out there for four plays. All of them were positive plays. Remember, we've talked about that last season. It was one of the things that frustrated us with Brian Robinson Jr. was a run for 0 yards. This offense is at its best when it's 3 yards a pop or 4 yards a pop, and they're just continuing to move forward, staying ahead of the chains, getting them into good down and distances where Jaden can really run and be a threat with his legs and with his arms. You got to make a defense, make a decision, and that is the most important part. So in terms of Jaden Daniels, it was four plays out there. Everyone was a positive play. I love to see that, moving the ball forward, 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 and then into the end zone. You know, no mess-ups when you got to the red zone. They got into the end zone. That'll be something to keep an eye on moving forward. But that was exactly what I wanted to see from my franchise quarterback. Get him in, get him points on the board, and get him out. And everybody was kind of joking around how he went to the restroom, then maybe got himself some Skittles or something because he was holding something in his hand when he went to get the game ball for Ja'Cory Kraski-Merritt, and then he just hung out on the sidelines smiling. I did love that sideline report with him. You could see the energy and how much he just loves the game of football from every answer he provided. Look, he didn't go down because he knew if he scored, everyone was going to celebrate. And that's exactly what happened. I was screaming last night when he got in the end zone. It just felt so good again. It reminded me of January. It really did. And January of 2025 was one of the best years, one of the best months of my life. I've never seen this team win 12 games to get to the conference championship game. Last night was once again a little bit taste of what Jaden can do when he's at his best. Anything else you wanted to point to that you learned from the game last night, Stubb?
I mean, I was just so happy, obviously, as a Hokie, to see Jalen Lane be the one to step up on the receiving side of the ball. I think in terms of what this offense is going to look like, we didn't learn as much because Cliff is definitely not showing his hand. I think that's, especially without Jaden Daniels or Marcus Mariota out there, it's why we're getting so many runs. He doesn't want to show his schemes yet. So there's only so much we can learn, especially with Sam Hartman being the worst thrower in the NFL right now. Passer. So I think what we learned was Jalen Lane and the backs are doing better than we thought.
Yeah, and I think, you know, as much as you can say that Sam Hartman was bad, you got to give Josh Johnson credit. Like, he has wrapped up quarterback two until Mariota returns, and I feel solid. I feel comfortable with him as our backup quarterback. I thought that the defensive investments that they've made in the front looked good. Eddie Goldman made his present felt at the line of scrimmage. Dietrich Wise had a sack that they called what do they call that?
The horse collar.
Yeah, that was bogus. He didn't really have him by the horse collar. He brought him down. They felt bad for Joe Burrow, and they called the penalty. I thought Jacob Martin looked really good as well. So, you know, those are three new guys. Eddie Goldman, Jacob Martin, Dietrich Wise all showed what they can do on the defensive side of the ball. Like I said, we learned about Josh Johnson being a good enough backup quarterback. He's a veteran for a reason, and he's much better than Sam Hartman once again. There were critical mistakes. The team was sloppy. We got to get rid of the penalties, especially on fourth down. That cannot happen right there. But, I mean, just so positive about Jaden, so positive about the ability to run the football. Like you were saying, Cliff Kingsbury didn't want to show off what he was doing on the offensive side of the ball, so you'd think that they'd be able to stop the run. No, we ran as a team for more than 5 yards a carry, and we're able to keep running successfully throughout the entire game. So it was, I think that's good news for the offensive line as well. And then and Matt Gay didn't miss, right? There were a few things that would have been nightmare scenarios. Number one, anybody major getting hurt, all right? You can check that box. Nothing happened there. Matt Gay missing a field goal or an extra point. Check that box. That didn't happen. The defense giving up an explosive play to Ja'Marr Chase or T. Higgins. Check that box. That didn't happen. I mean, the three things that were most important didn't happen. And I was kind of hoping to see Trey Amos. It's interesting that they held him out. I'm trying not to read too much into that. Maybe there was some hamstring tightness. But I also think Dan Quinn's confident that he's going to be one of the starting cornerbacks week one against the Giants. So maybe he just didn't want to risk anything in any injury at all in playing him out there. I thought Noah Eye did good once again in a backup role, which is, you know, we have so much more depth in terms of the secondary than we did last season. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. What's up, Stub?
Something I want to note is obviously it was a preseason game, but we almost held them to a 3-and-out in their first drive with all of their starters. Chase and Higgins were out there, and we got them to fourth down on the opening. Like, it's the Bengals. It's Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and T. Higgins, and we held them to fourth down in the first drive. Like, that's insane. I don't think we do that last year, ever.
Yeah, no. Now, here's what I will say, though. Last year, this team did have a pattern of getting to fourth down and then not getting off the field. The Eagles with their tush push, the Bucks had luck on us again on fourth down against us. At times during the season, this team, they had this bend but don't break, and then they would break because you could. I mean, the Falcons, even with Michael Penix, drove down the field and they converted on fourth down. So I was upset to see them give up a first down on the fourth down, but it was a penalty to Frankie Louvu. Doesn't get me super upset, but it's something to keep an eye on during the season because getting off the field on third and fourth down is going to define how good this defense is this season, that and the turnovers that they force. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Jaden's under center at the 26-yard line, first and 10, in motion. Debo Samuel, he gets his first end around. 25-30, cuts back at the 35-40, brought down from behind at the 45-yard line. The Debo effect here early.
Well, I think we know he can do that. Get the ball.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Commanders, and last night was the last time you're going to see the starting offense until week one of the regular season, and it only took them four plays, it felt like 45 seconds, to get down the field and into the end zone. That was the first play from scrimmage, Deebo Samuel on the end around for 19 yards. Just a little bit of a taste of what he can bring with his explosive playmaking to the offense this season. That was something that was missing last year. It would have been Zacchaeus probably on that play, or maybe De'Ami Brown, but certainly Deebo Samuel much better than both of those guys combined. Time for the Commanders' comments here on AWOD Radio. If you want to chime in, give us your thoughts, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910, at AWOD Radio or at 910TheFan on Twitter. Some of the best Commanders' comments we've seen online. Stubb, I'll get us started with Commanders 365, which said, "The vibes are high in the man cave tonight. We are so back." Remember I said the preseason is for everyone. I watched week one of the preseason in my living room, week two in the man cave with the jerseys on the wall, and it felt special. It felt like Monday Night Football. It was hype. Like it reminded me of last year. It really did, because that was our coming out party against the Bengals, and once again, Jaden just outdueled Joe Burrow. He looked like the better quarterback. So vibes were certainly high last night. How about Ian, who tweets, "Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt is a blend of Adrian Peterson, Barry Sanders, and Jesus Christ." There was a lot of positive Bill talk last night. A lot of little Bill talk last night all over social media. I mean, how could you not talk about it? 27 yards into the end zone. I did feel like Cliff Kingsbury was using him too much later in the game. It was like, all right, you're ruining the hype. It was cool when every touch went to the house. You know, they did keep running him kind of into the ground late in that game.
I mean, every single fantasy account is tweeting about Bill, Sleeper yeah. NFL. If you don't know Bill, you don't know Ball. Underdog Drafts, if you're picking 1.2 in fantasy and chases off the board, do you take Gibbs, Lamb, Bijan, or Bill? It's just everyone is all in on this guy in fantasy. So I'm curious to see where he's going to go in a lot of leagues.
One of my favorite moments from last night was Adam Schefter decided that he thought it was important enough that he should tweet out, "Just so everybody knows, Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt will be going by Bill in tonight's game," the guy who's taking over for Brian Robinson. He said, "Some commentators will use the name Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt, but he prefers Bill." I thought that was funny. Brian Baldinger felt like the Hogs were back. Hog-ish, he said, on the counter tray to the house from last night. I thought the blocking was really, really good, and I was a little worried without Tunsil, without Coleman, you know, and Jaden Daniels in the backfield, but The offensive line was not an issue last night.
No, they really wasn't. And Laramie Tunsil wasn't even out there. Expectations are through the roof right now for me.
A Commander's comment I wanted to bring up is a lot of people were enjoying that after Jane Daniels got in the end zone, Dan Quinn like hugged him and lifted him up on the sidelines. That was like a, I'm going to squeeze you so hard to make sure that no bones in your body are broken and now get the heck off the field. Like, he was squeezing him, but he was also like squeezing him like, I can't believe you didn't go down, dude. I'm squeezing you even harder for that.
I got one here from Ryan Fowler. All Commanders tight end John Bates does is line up game after game, year after year, and flat out kick people's ass. One of, if not the premier inline blocker at the tight end spot in football. Outstanding, and watch him do the dirty work.
No, it's incredible. And we had talked about this offseason, and all the players have been saying it. They believe that Zach Ertz is the best pass-catching tight end in the league, which... you could argue maybe has better hands than Travis Kelce, George Kittle, and others. Certainly doesn't have the yards after catch of those guys, but has the hands. That's why he's been around for so long. And everybody you speak to says John Bates is the best blocking tight end in the National Football League. That's why he got paid like the best blocking tight end. And he had the footwork. He had the point of attack. And then the finish last night. He was fantastic in terms of blocking. I wanted to bring up edge rusher Jacob Martin. A lot of positive Commander comments about him. You know, I predicted he could be our sack leader. We lost Dante Fowler Jr. I think Frankie Louvu will be up there. Von Miller will have five or six. Jacob Martin will probably start and have an opportunity to lead this team in sacks. He had four pressures, three hurries, a QB hit, and a half a sack last night. That's not bad, Stubb.
No, that's not bad at all. All around good stuff. Moving on to our star here, Skip Bayless, Jane Daniels, off and running towards MVP.
Yeah. I mean, look, I was telling Michael last night, all right, I don't know how much I feel about the weapons that we have because it's hard to see when you don't have Terry McLaurin out there with Jalen Lane's, you know, the only one that's really making plays. I wanted to see more from McCaffrey, more from Sinnott. But if the Commanders get off to a good start, Jane Daniels is absolutely going to be a front runner in the MVP conversation because I think there's a chance this offense is all Jaden for the first four games of the season. Like, at the end of last season, it was like Jane Daniels was Clark Kent. He was running around with a cape on, turning into Superman. This season might pick up right where last season left off, which was, what do you have, like 80 yards against the Bucs? He had a ton of yards against the Lions. He had a ton of yards against the Eagles in terms of rushing attack. He might have to be Superman at the start of this season as they get Terry McLaurin back to form, figure out how they want to use Debo, and get some other running backs and wide receivers up to speed. I did like this one here, though, this comment. Commanders rookie wide receiver Jalen Lane makes a gorgeous catch, highly athletic. That's what I saw in Jalen Lane. I thought he looked like an athlete last night. Really had good crisp route running, had the nice grabs. He got open, which was important, right? I mean, we had talked about, are these guys creating enough separation? He got open. He made the catch. He was awesome last night. That's definitely a good Commander's comment I wanted to bring up. Anything else that you've got for us, Stubb?
Yeah, I mean, something we've been talking about. Kev on Twitter said, Brian Robinson's funeral being live-streamed. I mean, it just... opening drive said we don't need you. It was such like a slap in the face.
It was like the team collectively said we don't need you, right? Yeah. Because it was almost like the offensive line they didn't block that hard for B-Rob, right? It was almost like the tight ends, they didn't block as hard for B-Rob as they did for Chris Rodriguez. They didn't create as many holes. They didn't have the opening. I mean, I think maybe this just comes down to Brian Robinson doesn't have the open field speed that Chris Rodriguez and Jacory Kraski-Merritt have. They both put their foot in the dirt, one cut, and got upfield. They did not dance around in the backfield like Brian Robinson had. And I'm a B-Rob supporter, and I really wanted him to go out there and just prove the haters wrong or at least get more film on tape so that they could trade him. Mutually agree not to play him, which means his future in Washington is pretty much donezo. And so it was great to see the other guys have success because they will be the team's starting running backs moving forward. And we've been keeping Austin Eckler under bubble wrap, so we know He should be ready to go by week one, and he is the best game changer in terms of the running backs that we have on the roster. As much as people like Bill, as much as Chris Rodriguez is awesome, Austin Eckler is that bowling ball. He's that guy that can break through tackles, can absolutely change a game with his explosive playmaking abilities. You're listening to AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I'm broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. We're live till 3 p.m. Grant Polson and Danny Ruye will drive you home. We're going to go around the National Football League, give you guys the biggest news and notes as we are ready for week three of the preseason. You probably won't see another starting quarterback in action until September 4th, Eagles against the Dallas Cowboys to kick off the 2025-2026 football season. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. If you have a question on anything NFL outside of the Commanders, now's your chance to chime in, 833-804-0910. Maybe you're a Daniel Jones fan or a Flacco believer. The talk was Joe Flacco was elite, and now he's 40. And still a starting quarterback in the National Football League, named the starter of the Cleveland Browns. As we go around the National Football League with the latest news and notes here. Stubb, let's start with Joe Flacco. He said it's special to be the Browns starter at age 40. He certainly worked hard to get here. I mean, he had to compete against all the other guys that they had. But also, you know, he just continues to be a great professional. Leading the squad here. The coach said he performed really well in practice and the joint practices and earned the nod against the Cincinnati Bengals September 7th. Browns will have Joe Flacco under center. How many games do you predict Joe Flacco will start at quarterback for the Cleveland Browns?
Oh, that's a really good question. It depends on a lot.
I don't think it's double digits.
I don't think so either. I was going to say maybe 50%, like a 7 or 8 games.
Yeah, I think it's safe bet to say 6 games. At some point, you will need to see either Dillon Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders. At some point, they'll make a move, and maybe it's even Kenny Pickett. I don't expect them to win that many games this year. This is more of a find out what you got at the quarterback position season for the Cleveland Browns. They should be solid defensively, which means they'll have plenty of opportunities for a quarterback to make a play. I think Flacco probably starts the first 4 or 5 games, maybe gets another opportunity late if there's an injury or something. But yeah, I'd say probably 6 games would be my guess for Flacco. Now, the interesting thing with the Indianapolis Colts is they've named Daniel Jones the starter and also said they're not going to have a short leash on him. He pretty much said he's the starter for the season. Right? The quote was, he's our starting quarterback for the season. I don't want to have a quick leash on that. I feel confident in his abilities. I mean, okay, Shane Steichen, I don't have confidence that you're going to be a head coach at the end of this season. It's very interesting that they didn't draft another quarterback because it was pretty obvious that Anthony Richardson was not going to win this starting job. He literally took himself out of a game last year.
Yeah, and it's kind of crazy. Than Bo Nix. He's younger than a lot of players still. He's just such a... He's so young. I think if he gets cut, someone might try him. Yeah, you got to develop him. Someone has to.
But you got to have pieces around him so he can have success. That's an interesting thing right there. But I guess they're hoping they can get Daniel Jones the 2022 version, I guess. Or maybe it was 2023 that did lead the Giants to the playoffs. And a playoff win over the Vikings. Like, it's crazy how things turned around so much for Daniel Jones and the New York Giants since that season. But I guess a big part of that success that season was Saquon Barkley. And they were stupid enough to let him go. That's all you can say right there. How do you make that big of a mistake? Who do you think is closer to getting a deal done? Trey Hendrickson, Micah Parsons, Terry McLaurin. I think it goes McLaurin 1, Hendrickson 2. Micah Parsons 3. The latest from Adam Schefter says he believes that Micah Parsons and the Cowboys seem to be heading towards a divorce. Will the Cowboys actually trade their superstar pass rusher before the start of the season? I don't see that as very likely. That's pretty much punting on the season if they do that. Yeah, I understand they're struggling right now, but Dallas also signed Dak Prescott like a night before the regular season. I think they signed CeeDee Lamb the day of the regular season a year before. I expect a late deal to happen.
Between those three deals, the answer is I have no idea. I keep thinking we're getting close to Terry, and then nothing happens. I keep thinking Mike is going to leave, and then nothing happens. It's just a whole lot of nothing. And I think week one, they will all get done, but I don't know what happens first.
All right, who of the rookies that got drafted in the first round are you most excited for from what you've seen in the preseason? We haven't seen Travis Hunter. Remember, I'm a Travis Hunter hater. I might as well stick with it. Why haven't we seen him? We saw Ashton Jeanty. He looked good. We saw Cam Ward. We saw Abdul Carter. I'm pretty sure we saw Will Campbell. We didn't see Travis Hunter. Are you concerned at all?
No. I think that they trust him. They might just not want to show him or something. I do want to highlight that Cam Ward is perhaps the least talked about first overall pick of all time. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt is a seventh-round pick, and the national Twitter accounts are talking about him way more than Cam Ward. He went for 2 for 7 in the most recent preseason game, a pretty ugly performance. In terms of who am I most excited for what I've seen, it's probably going to be Jeanty or Hampton. The running backs get me really excited this year.
Tyler Warren is certainly moving up boards already in terms of Rookie of the Year rankings, because he's made quite a few catches for the Colts, and although they have an ugly quarterback situation, he seems to already be in line to be tight end number one this year. The Ravens really like what they've gotten from Malachi Starks so far. I was hoping for more of a positive report about Josh Connerly for the Commanders at right tackle. I guess it's positive that we haven't heard much negative stuff about that. Have you heard good reports about Colson Loveland? Feel like I haven't heard his name enough.
I know Caleb completed a pass. The whole story out of Chicago right now, it's all Caleb and him just not flashing yet. I think
even though he did have that one drive down the field and he didn't take a sack, but Jeanty kind of arrived with a powerful statement in his preseason debut right there. I mean, I think Ashton Jeanty would be my pick for Rookie of the Year right now.
Yeah, I think
I told you he should have been the Heisman Trophy winner. I'm kind of getting pissed off that they gave it to Travis Hunter.
I know. I haven't heard anything from the first round receivers, I feel like. I don't know if I'm just missing it.
Yeah, I mean, Tetra McMillan had, I think, a couple catches in his preseason debut for the Panthers. I'm not even sure if it was Bryce Young actually throwing it to him, though.
Matthew Golden.
I have not heard anything about Agukpa in
him and
Tampa.
Matthew Golden, I just haven't heard anything about.
Never, nothing about Matthew Golden,
And this is like the first time the Packers have ever drafted a receiver. If it doesn't end up working out, that'd be crazy. But definitely the backs and the tight ends, I think, are the players to look out for.
Yeah, no, for sure about that. And then this Brian Robinson story is a national story. And I think he's going to end up as a team starting running back this season. It might even be in the division. Like, the Cowboys could use him. I'm not sure the Washington would actually do that, but maybe they just release him. Brian Robinson, I think, is going to end up as a starting running back on one team this year. Now, I don't know if he's going to have 1,000 yards anymore. I was predicting that with a much-improved Commanders offensive line, but I think he will end up on a roster this season. Let's go to the phone lines, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. We've got Kurt on the line. Kurt in Fredericksburg. Kurt, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Good. Want to ask you, first time caller, first time listening to your show. So I don't know how much you might have talked about the Pittsburgh Steelers on your show, but don't want to start a big argument with everybody that's listening. I'm a Steelers fan. And I'm one that's ready for Mike Tomlin to get out of town. I don't know how your other listeners feel, but this guy has got to go. You know, I'm tired of, you know, he's never had a non-losing season record crap. We're the Pittsburgh Steelers. The last several years, we limp into the playoffs, you know, just barely getting into the wild card, getting bounced in the first round, you know. He won his Super Bowl with Cowher's team. And, you know, I think he's he's past his time, and I'm ready for him to go. People always say, well, if you fire Tomlin, who are you going to get? I'm tired of hearing that. You've got seven new coaches on teams this season. You've got a
so, Kurt, I wonder what happened recently to make you so upset about Mike Tomlin? Because I feel like you have to like the moves they've made this offseason. If you want Tomlin fired, it's either going to work with Aaron Rodgers and they'll have success, or they'll both be gone next year.
I hope you're right. I've been wanting Tomlin gone for like the last four seasons. And I see where they're going, you know, into they've going all in to try to do something this year. But it's Aaron Rodgers. He's old. You know, nothing against any older people that's listening to your show, but one thing I don't like is his ideology about Aaron Rodgers isn't even playing in the preseason.
Yeah.
When you play football at that age, every team does the same thing before a football game. They warm up. Aaron Rodgers needs to warm up and get used to live football. You know, all the only opponent he sees is his own teammates. Come week one, when they're going full tilt at you and he takes that hit, who knows if he's going to get up?
Yeah, no, I'm with you, Kurt. Let me ask you a question because I'm very interested. How old are you? How long have you been a Steelers fan for?
I'm 59 years old. I've been a Steelers fan since, I'll say, 75.
So let me tell you something, okay? You've seen this team win six Super Bowls. Sixburg, right? And you feel different about things because of that. I'm 32 years old, and I've never, ever, ever seen the Commanders make the playoffs in back-to-back years. So I understand where you're coming from. You're tired of making the playoffs and going down in the first round. But from my perspective, I don't know how you can complain about Mike Tomlin when every single year you're in the postseason. You give yourself a chance to win the Super Bowl. I understand you feel different because you guys have won it six times, but you're at least getting an extra game every year. I'm so jealous of that.
I understand where you're coming from, but it's the culture. He loves to preach about the culture of the Steelers. This is not the Steelers' culture. Just making it to the wild card, I mean, at least have a good enough record where you get a first-round bye in the playoffs, you know, and make a run, but it's constantly getting bounced. We're barely making the playoffs, and we're getting bounced. That's not the Steelers' culture.
I get you, Kurt, and I appreciate the call and the passion. I'll just tell you right now, I don't think you're set up for an exciting season if on August 19th you want your head coach fired. Let's give him a shot for one more year. Come on, dude.
Okay. I was mad at Rooney for renewing his contract before this last contract was over because I wanted to see what he was going to do, and maybe he was going to get rid of him 2 years ago. But he renewed the contract before it was over. So, you know, we got him again. He's got a no-trade clause, you know, and we're the Steelers. We don't fire coaches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. But we'll see what happens.
I appreciate the call. Steelers fans are another breed. If they're not into the conference championship game, they're upset. It's like, there's 32 teams in the National Football League. It's the hardest sport on the planet to consistently be good. And Pittsburgh has been good for my entire lifetime. Mike Tomlin, not good enough, though. Not good enough. I do agree that was Bill Cowher's team that he won a Super Bowl with. Just like Gruden won a Super Bowl in Tampa with Tony Dungy's squad, right? I understand that. I kind of like what they've done this year. I'm supporting Aaron Rodgers. I hate to say it. I believe DK Metcalf's going to have maybe one of his best seasons. I think they're going to be a 10-win football team. And yet you have callers that want their coach fired before the season begins. We'll take a quick commercial break. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. And the Washington Wizards, one of their best players in the last 15 years, John Wall, announced his retirement. Wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about the legacy of John Wall in the nation's capital. Five-time NBA All-Star, All-NBA third team, NBA All-Defensive second team, NBA All-Rookie first team, a slam dunk contest champion, and the player of the year his season in the SEC. Look, he never reached the heights that we hoped he would reach and that you hope any number one overall pick would reach. But we've only had a few number one overall picks in my lifetime. Kwame Brown and John Wall. And the two should never even be used in the same sentence ever again when you consider the impact they've made on the nation's capital. Kwame Brown, a nobody. John Wall, a legend. A legend forever in the DMV. Ted Leonsis had something really nice to say about John Wall. I did want to read this to you guys. Ted said, 15 years ago, the Washington Wizards selected John Wall with the first overall pick out of Kentucky. We knew we were getting an elite point guard to join the Wizards ranks, and we ended up with so much more. 10 years of John Wall on the Wizards and a legacy to last a lifetime. John was simply outstanding. In his time on the Wizards, he went from rising star in his rookie year to a five-time NBA All-Star alongside Bradley Beal. The dynamic duo led the team in four playoff runs. Our D.C. fans adored John for the player he was on the court and the person he is off of it. We could feel how much John genuinely loved D.C., and the district loved him back. His investment in the community through philanthropy events and youth basketball programs made a difference in the lives of so many. His loyalty, community involvement, and passion went above and beyond what was expected, and we all loved him for it. As the news breaks of John's retirement from the game, I know all of us in D.C. are sending him our well wishes and excited to see what's next. Thanks for everything, John. On behalf of all of us at Monumental Sports, congratulations on your retirement. That's from Ted Leonsis. Well said right there. I mean, I think back to John Wall, Christmas Day, behind-the-back dunk. John Wall, Christmas Day, driving to the basket, finishing against the New York Knicks. once again, we never had the most success as a team with, that you wanted with John Wall. And this team has not had success as a team in 25 years. They haven't been to a conference championship game. They haven't been to a conference championship series. They've struggled to even get out of the first round of the playoffs. But John Wall was the best thing we had for a long time. And I think Ted Leonsis has hit it perfectly. He loved the community, and the community loved him. And you can't even compare John Wall's legacy to Bradley Beal, even though they overlapped and they were a dynamic duo together. I think all of D.C. sports fans know John Wall has a special place in our heart for him, not the same with Bradley Beal. John Wall, number two, was a superstar in D.C., and his time was cut short because of an injury. Bradley Beal, on the other hand, got paid to be a superstar and never played up to the hype. But I don't want to make this John Wall retirement announcement about Bradley Beal at all. I want to make it about John Wall and what I will remember about him playing in the nation's capital. I remember the John Wall dance, right? One hand up to the right, one hand up to the left, dancing, boogieing on the court. So much speed over and over again. I couldn't like close my eyes and picture a young John Wall in that all-white Wizards number two jersey going to the basket. Once he developed that mid-range jump shot, you really saw his statistics jump in terms of what he was able to do in the scoring department on the offensive end. Look, he went from 16 points a game, to all of a sudden 19 to 23 in 2016 with him developing that mid-range jump shot, and he got up to about 45%. Wasn't the worst three-point shooter. It was not a big part of his game, but he did get up to 35% from three, which is certainly respectable throughout his 5 years straight of being an all-star with the Washington Wizards. And then his time got cut short. 2017, injury, 41 games. Next year, 32 games. Then he didn't play an entire season because of the freak injury. Next year in Houston, only 40 games. Sat out the entire next season, and then the Clippers gave him a shot, and he didn't end up sticking on that roster. But the pride of Raleigh, North Carolina, through Kentucky with Coach Calipari, John Wall will be remembered as a legend in the DMV, a guy that represented the community very well, and the community loved him back. I think that was well said by Ted Leonsis. That's exactly how I feel about John Wall. I always have, like, you know, regrets that we didn't go farther with him, or we didn't give him a solid big man. Like, my goodness, he made Marcin Gortat look like Shaq at times with that pick and roll, and he made Nene look good. I wish we did more to build around John Wall and not just bringing in Paul Pierce. Right, or not just bringing in an old over-the-hill forward to help out the team. We should have built more around John Wall while he was here, but he was a star. He was a star at the point guard position for the Wizards, and like I said in the opening of the show, in my lifetime, my favorite Wizards, it's Gilbert Arenas number one, and then it's probably John Wall number two, with Caron Butler and Antoine mixed in there as well. Appreciate everybody listening to the show. It's been a ton of fun. And just wanted to close out with one more time my thoughts on the Commanders' preseason game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Look, this is the last time you're going to see Jaden Daniels, so I hope you enjoyed it. Him running into the end zone, bouncing off of a tackle, I hope we're going to see that throughout this entire season. I have been waiting since January to see what Jaden can do in year two. And we got a little taste of it last night, and it got me so fired up. Like I said, preseason's for everyone. Use preseason week three as a chance to sample new drinks, food options for inviting people over. But you got to be ready when the regular season gets here, because when it gets here, it's two games in 4 days. September 7th, Giants, September 11th against Green Bay. Me and Michael will be making the trip to Lambeau for Live in Lambeau on The Fan. Grant Paulson and Danny Rouillet drive you home here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.